Come on, come on, come on, come on!
Oh no.
Seriously? Come on!
This game sucks.
Welcome to Omniscient Idiots.
Welcome to Omniscient Idiots. I am Allison Todd with my co-host here, Daniel Vargas.
Hello, hello. This is a podcast all about peeling back the curtain behind the reality of DMing, removing a bit of mystery and revealing the chaos beneath it all. We're going to talk about one of the, I think, most important things that often gets overlooked when starting a campaign today. And of course, this is for Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. For those of you who don't know what a session zero is, it's essentially where you all get together as you would to play like a normal session of D&D, but instead you just go over a lot of the ground rules and also a lot of things involving comfort, you know, like it help people build their characters in session zeros. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I think a lot of people don't appreciate how important it can be.
Like, it can be as important as finding the theme or the mood mm-hmm. for the campaign and settling your expectations for what you want to get out of this game.
Right. And like, you know, do you want to just like bash beasts all day long? Do you want to get into some like political intrigue? And, you know, like that's all stuff that's covered in session zeros. Have you had a campaign or a one-shot where you had really wished that had been a thing that happened?
Yeah, honestly, I had one where it was a full homebrew world. We were playing in, like, modern day. This was before I knew anything about, like, already adjusted systems out there that you can find online. So I had to remake everything in accordance to what the game was going to be about. And I had set all this up. I had taught my friends individually how to make a character, but that was about all we had in preparation for the game because I wanted them to be surprised and I wanted them to have fun. But it honestly flopped so hard because they were on their phones the whole time.
Oh,
they were
God.
On like Tumblr shit like that.
I think table etiquette is one of the things that people don't respect, that it can hurt a game so, so much if you do not respect it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I've written down in my own notes here. That's one thing where, it's comfort, right? Is a DM comfortable with you browsing through your phone halfway through a battle or really, you know, serious RP moment? It's kind of disrespectful. It's, to me personally, it's almost like I'm trying to have a conversation with somebody and they've just put in both earbuds. They're there, but they're not.
Honestly,
like there are players that want to follow a story, and then there are players that want to write their own story.
Exactly.
Both forms of play are entirely valid, right? There's no wrong way to play D&D. What we're talking about is all about making it so your group is on the same page. And that's really all session zeros are. It's just making sure that you, and this is the most important word for any D&D group, communicate. It's something that you really need to understand all the time. The way you feel about a game is not universal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there are groups that I would love to play with. There are groups that I would hate to play. And they're all playing the same game. It's just the way you play it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a game made for imagination can go a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Do you have a story to me, there are two components of session zeros. There's at the table and then there's away from the table. And then in-game and out-of-game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have had experiences where I had wished I had session zero regarding both. Do you have a story about what not to do as a DM when it comes to session zeros? Or like what to make sure that you do include that somebody forgot to?
I think I've definitely got a story about an element that we weren't expecting to include in the session zero, but ended up being so important. All right,
yeah.
So we have this campaign that is run every Friday for this group for about the past year now, which is really awesome. And we've sort of flittered in and out of different sort of game systems. And we really wanted to knuckle down and just go for one and try and build a world together and play in it. And our GM was going to run that for us. But we didn't know what system to use. So they looked around a bit and they found one and we were learning it together. And then we were all super excited because there were elements to it that were really great. And then there was the one sort of fatal straw that broke the camel's back, if you want to say that.
All right.
When we were having our session zero, everything was going great. We had our RP moments. We were doing like introductions for our characters that we had built together. And at the end, we were like, okay, let's do a mock combat. Our GM's going to just pick a couple enemies and throw them in there. And
All right.
Once we got into it, it was absolutely awful. The worst combat system ever, I think I've played. I won't name the system because, honestly, there are a lot of great elements to it, but geez, that was just the worst I've ever experienced.
It's one glaring downside.
The one glaring downside. So at the end of all that, we like stripped it. We stripped what we liked. We took what we liked and we put it into our own system. And then we took what we liked from other systems and just sort of mashed them all together. And that was our new session zero.
That is a level of initiative beyond my reach, and I applaud you for it. But like, you know, like I said, that's exactly why you want to have a session zero, right? You want to know how everything kind of like meshes together, and combat is such a big part of D&D that like, you know, even if you want to just like run a mock combat, because if you're playing with the same group of friends, this is a little less important because you're already familiar with one another. But if you're playing with just a bunch of brand new people, like in a West Merchant style campaign or in a online game, or you know, down at your Codini or a game shop when they hopefully open up for in-person play again, it's really important to gauge where everybody's at, right? Wow, voice crack. Where everybody's at, because you don't want like a whole bunch of like, you know, like combat veterans just wiping the floor with these, you know, power gaming builds, and then someone who's played maybe a one shot before who's like just kind of lost and looking around. Like, you know where to focus your attention as a DM.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, notice who needs a little uplifting.
Same time, sorry. You want to also, like, if you can, get your players involved with that. Be like,
yeah,
all right, this is a great team communication moment. Maybe we can have, like, you, who is a veteran player, teach this new person how to pick the best spells because you play wizards a lot. Or we can teach you how to pick your next advancement or something like that. Do you want a feat, or do you
like,
want
what? Yeah, like are feats good here, or like should I get better stats? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Yeah. And
what kind of campaign are you playing too? Because you've got a bunch of people, especially at game stores and stuff, who do a lot of power gaming builds, because they're taking that character from campaign to campaign, and it's sort of like a competitive thing at that point. But then you've got like me over here who could not do the store thing because I'm over here trying to do the RP moments and really get into the story of the game while they're just busting through dungeons and encounters and finding their way through traps. And I'm over here messing around by sticking to the ceiling with spider climb.
Oh, they're building, you know, Gorthalax, like the Destroyer, Paladin of Chaos. And you're playing Murky, you know, the kobold artificer who just likes tinkering, right? Like, it's very different levels of play. Something that as you said, like, when you have people that have a bunch of different backgrounds playing games, that matters so much, because what you might not realize is that they also have different comfort levels that they're used to playing D&D in, right? And so that kind of helps you establish the comfort level of everyone involved and what they consent to. And consent is such a key thing when it comes to D&D, because it's a very vulnerable space, right?
Mm-hmm. I think there was a great story, not from personal experience, but that I saw recently from the creator Brennan Lee Mulligan.
Playing in the campaign that I did with Murph and Emily, the other Errol campaign, where they had, up to our first session, they'd been in this little town, they're having a ball, they're going around, and even some like spooky stuff had happened. There were like goblins in the woods. And they were like joking. It was a bunch of people that had never played D&D before, and they were having a ball and joking around, and I had them go off into the forest a little bit, and they'd met this old witch named Rose, who had been very sweet and motherly to Emily's character, and Emily had like formed a really strong bond with her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Rose, I love you." And they left. They came back to town successful, having beat these goblins, and were being glib.
Yeah.
And they, I think it was John Wolfe's Barbarian, Rose, like looked up in this, went up into a tree and looked and saw Rose hanging from her witch's tree.
Oh my God.
And they had left her in town with the Baron's men. Now, they hadn't sworn to protect her, and they knew the Baron's men were dangerous, but they didn't. There wasn't like a conspiracy they knew about to kill Rose.
Yeah.
But it was this weird moment where I watched six people who had started playing D&D for the first time 3 hours earlier, who were like kind of joking, and they were like, the characters, like something like some of them had like silly names. It was like very like, oh, we're playing D&D for the first time. Every face went to stone, and I watched people get it, get the power of this game for the first time, and go like, we're going to make them pay for what they did.
It's one of those things is like when you play within somebody's comfort and like consent, you can really get some very like emotional, you know, kind of like raw moments out of them. I have had a experience on the exact opposite end of that spectrum where I had to walk away from a table first of all, you know, like 25 minutes until like they had resolved the scene because I'm like, this is there was an NPC that was in the hospital that we needed to talk with. It was very important that other we talk with them. And so other players were, you know, like dying disguises. One of them like scaled like the outside of the building kind of thing because vampires. Mm-hmm. And this player decided that they would go right up to the front desk and try and just walk past them. And so understandably, they were stopped by the nurse at the desk. And this player failed just all of the other like the diplomacy checks. And one of the big reasons why is just they weren't saying why they should be let in. They're demanding this nurse to be let in. And this person, and this nurse is like, I don't know you, no way in hell. And so this player got very upset. And rather than trying to look at why he didn't succeed, they just put all of their aggression onto the NPC. And so, and this was so far outside of my comfort zone, the DM should have stopped it before it got to this point. But that player made their character wait till after that nurse got off shift, followed them home, ambushed them in an alley. And I'm not going to describe what they did because it was just very like gore heavy. And they performed, Blood Eagle on this NPC. And as this was happening, I turned to the DM and I'm like, you know, guys, like this is, you know, that's kind of a lot. Like you're not serious right now, are you? And the DM was getting very frustrated with the player, but they were not stopping them. Mm-hmm. And that is so important because when they started describing it, I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. Finish it. I'm gonna go get like a water. Like I'm no. Yeah. And I got up and I left the table, and it soured that game for me.
This and is that a very all... important thing too. It's like people make fun a lot of the times that, you know, GMs have a lot of power in games. Mm-hmm. And at any moment they can literally decide that your player is just gone dead in an instant. You had a heart attack.
Rocks fall.
Yeah, rocks fall from the sky. A bird flying by dropped a rock on your head. Yeah. Boom, Isaac Newton, you're right. Dead.
A wizard zaps out of time, snatches you and gone. You know, like DMs are the gods of their universe, right?
At the same time, though, is that as a GM, one of the mistakes that you might make is being too lenient with a player who is making the table uncomfortable because you don't want to make anybody upset. You don't want to be that DM. You don't want to step on any toes. But it's a good thing that you have that power because you're the one in charge of making sure that everybody at the table is comfortable and okay with what's going on.
I've had multiple games fall apart because the DM did not manage their table. And that is something that can be intimidating to someone here when they are thinking about becoming a DM. And it's one of the, I think, it is the most important facet of being a DM. Your job is to make sure that everybody's comfortable and everybody's having a good time. That is why you're playing D&D. That is your goal. And when players aren't comfortable, they are not having fun. And you have to be willing to put your foot down and say, this is getting a little out of hand. Let's table this for now. We can discuss it later about some of the different ways to handle it. But for right now, fade to black and we're going to continue on with their scene. Or just say, I'm going to call a 15-minute break. And you go and you approach the player that was feeling uncomfortable and you talk to them, right? Mm-hmm. You are a manager as much as you are a dungeon master, and you have to take care of your players.
If you ever have any troubles with that, maybe as a GM, maybe you don't know how to talk about this with your players, there are great resources online. There are consent checklists that you can get and have each of your players fill out so that they don't even have to talk about it with you at the table. They can just hand it in, and that might be so much more comfortable for a player who's very sensitive and might have some very...
triggering things, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like the beauty of those, that can be done entirely anonymously, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to have any kind of conflict, any kind of confrontation.
You don't even have to have your name on the sheet, just as long as the GM knows, okay, for this topic, we don't touch this, or we fade to black.
There doesn't even need to be a conversation. Like once you get all of those sheets and you look them over, you can just, you know, post if you have like a Discord or like a text chain saying, hey guys, these are the ground rules for comfort levels, okay? Mm-hmm. just be aware of them and please play within them.
Because it's as much your job as a GM to make sure that you don't touch those topics as you are responsible for making sure your players don't touch those topics.
Exactly. And that's honestly, that's all session zeros are about. We said it at the beginning, and we'll say it at the end. It's all about communication. It's all about comfort, and it's all about consent. So play safely, play comfortably, and just have a good time.
That's all you can really hope for when you are out there playing a game with your friends.
Yeah. That is all for this episode of Omniscient Idiots. Please listen next week on CKDJ 179 FM or the website ckdj.net to catch the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening.
This has been Allison Todd and Daniel Vargas, and roll well.
Until next week.